Helen, for you, Roy in Malden says, do fish always swim anti-clockwise in a round bowl? He's watched his sister's fish and they always go anti-clockwise, but when they're in an oblong tank, they go in every single direction.
I actually have never heard about fish taking one direction or the other in a fish tank, so I think we're going to need some more data to back that up. Fish can navigate, they do know where they're going. Why they'd be swimming only in one direction, I have no idea, but I can imagine keep going round and round in a round one, but they can't in the square one because there's corners and they bump into them. So
it's also a myth that they lose their memory in 5 seconds,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Fish are much cleverer, they've got much longer memories than 7 seconds, so yes. But no, I have no idea. Anyone else got any fish in their tanks, want to let us know what they're doing? That would be great.
I think they go a different direction in the northern and southern hemisphere.
That's what I thought. Maybe if they're being flushed down the toilet, which I don't recommend, I must point out.
But some people do that.
They do, and it's really bad. Invasive species, they shouldn't do that at all. But no.
Well, I was thinking more it's unkind to the fish, but you're thinking there are environmental consequences.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, look, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening to The Naked Scientist's solution to the problem of climate change. We have to say thank you to Stephen Oviak with his amazing ants, to Chris Vivian from CFAS, to Margaret Linen from Climus, Peter McGrail from Pacific Northwest National Lab, and also our production team, Mira Synthelium, Diana O'Carroll, Ben Valsler, and Petro Minch. Have a great week. Next week, we are solving the problem of the flu. See you soon.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.